With rising global temperatures, glaciers are shrinking. Garrett Fisher is a pilot and a photographer, and he recently set out to capture all of the glaciers in the Rocky Mountains while flying his plane, a two-seater built in 1949. His new book, Glaciers of the Rockies, is the result of the effort, and he told Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard that there's something different about seeing the world from above.
Even among pilots, they all know there's something magical about flying a Cub, that they call it low and slow. You have the side door open if you want. You're looking almost down to your right, and there's the wheel, and you can look down at farms, and you can literally smell pine trees. I've smelled people's barbecue. You can smell the desert sage in the open range. You're kind of that close and going so much slower that even in the world of small planes, this airplane's going the speed of a car, and you notice just about everything.
How did you get interested in photographing glaciers in the Rocky Mountains?
So that kind of starts, honestly, back in New York, of all places. I was a late teenager. One of my friends, who literally would read dictionaries for entertainment, had discovered one of the early studies that came out about the glaciers in Glacier National Park, that they were anticipated, according to the calculations at the time, now we're talking late 1990s, the calculations indicated possibly 2030 that all the glaciers would be gone. Now, granted, I've never been out to the Rockies. We just had this sort of deep connection of I've got to see them if they're going to disappear. And that sort of just sat on a shelf. Life got in the way, wandered around for careers and whatnot. And then eventually, 15 to 17 years later, I ended up living in western Wyoming in Alpine with the plane. And it just was a foregone conclusion. If I'm going to be in Wyoming, it started at least, I'm going to fly the glaciers of Wyoming. It's just a no-brainer. And then the project from there grew into, well, all of them in the Rockies.
Once you had started this project, was there a sense of urgency to see and photograph these glaciers?
There were two pieces of urgency. The one was I wanted to do it when the snow was melted off. It's kind of pointless to photo a glacier after a snowstorm because it may end up looking just like the rest of the mountain range. So I had a limited window. I knew enough from Colorado that the glaciers would probably melt off roughly about end of July. You'd start seeing the textures, which is where the real value shows up. You're looking at centuries of snowfall as showing itself. Roughly at about that moment, then the entire West started on fire. And then I was initially in the project just going to do Wyoming. I said, well, this is a bit crazy. I've got a limited window. And I said, I just don't know if I can really stomach getting Montana this year. And then in separate factors, we had an opportunity to move to Europe. And I literally was faced with the question, will I be back here with the plane before they all melt? And I figured the answer was probably not. And even if so, how much would I have missed? So that created a sort of crazed, menacing run to finish it as fast as I could. I was literally outrunning smoke coming up from the south and incoming snows to the north when I got the last of them at the end of September in Glacier National Park.
How do you fly a plane and photograph glaciers or natural features at the same time?
So in short, it's the left hand is on the stick and the right hand is on the camera. As far as actual flying, most people are sort of enthralled by that prospect. I can say this, it's similar to a car. If you kind of look out the window, you'll start drifting. In the plane, you'll go about just as far off course, maybe 8-9 feet off course in a second and a half, but there's nothing there.
Do you think there's a different perspective to be gained from seeing these features from the air as opposed to, you know, driving through Yellowstone in your car?
Well, I think definitely. So I find that when you can get with about 700-800 feet and have a three-dimensional perspective, I'm amazed at what is just past what you can see in the car. Just the local neighborhood, when we follow the path of least resistance to our daily routine, we're honoring zoning, private property, highways, thousands of variables we can't control and probably don't bother to think about, and therefore we could spend a decade living somewhere and never know what's behind something. And an airplane shows there's just always something amazing. Even in a suburban area, the craziest things people do, the craziest things they build. And of course, in nature, the stuff that's hiding just out of view, it's almost comical. There's so much to see in a place that it's befuddling to me, but at the same token, it drives me to do this sort of thing because I can offer something that people obviously are interested in. I mean, 4 million people go to Yellowstone every year. Just simply, no one could have the time to hike the whole park unless they were a park ranger. So this is sort of a way to at least bring something people love in a concise and useful way.
Garrett Fisher is a pilot and photographer. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.